Yeah, we're right now, two lines before the lines get wide. So the first one lines were Davar, Amr of Chizda. Regarding our Chazara plan, our game plan, we're going to stay through the Chazara until we get to like the real Agada Sugyas. When we get to Agada Sugyas, maybe we'll, you guys can get on their own, we'll skip that and we'll go to the more of the complex Sugyas that require a lot of talking out, and we'll get a chance to kind of do those Chazaras on our own. Okay, Amr of Chizda. Znusa bebeisa kikari l'shum shma, which means znus in the home is like kari, is like a worm consuming sesame, meaning it destroys it. The same way that a worm, I'm not sure why sesame, but a worm when it eats the sesame, it destroys it, it decays it. Similarly, is the behavior when there's znus in the house. And Rav Chisda goes on and says not only znus, but tukfa bebeisa kikari l'shum shma, anger, fighting, quarreling in the home is like kari l'shum shma, again, like a worm to the sesame. And the Gemara says, but it's not every person, but idib isisa. Both of these cases, we're talking about znus, we're talking about anger, it refers to when the woman is mizana, and when the woman is angry. But when it comes to a man, it's not the same effect in the house. The reason why Rashi points up here, it's not stam that this destroys the house, it destroys the household, the basic functioning. The woman is the Akaris Abayas, she takes care of the family. When she has her thoughts elsewhere, or she is upset with her husband, she won't do the responsibilities that oftentimes fall upon a woman, and therefore it will be a destructive thing to the home. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Chisda b'tchila kodem shechatu Yisrael haisa shechina shore im kol echad v'echad. Before the Bnei Yisrael were chote, and Rashi over here says dafka by znus, before they were inappropriately behaving regarding the idea of znus. So the Shechina was shoreh, would dwell with each and every person. And Shemar, it says, Hashem lokecha misalech bekerv machanecha. Hashem goes inside of our machaneh, meaning to each person individually. But kevan shechatu, the moment that we start to behave in acts of znus, nistalka Shechina meam, the Shechina goes away from him. Shemar v'lo yirebucha ervas davar. The Shechina should not see within you ervas davar, and it will turn away. It will turn back from among you, from behind you. It will go away from behind you. I mean, it's not going to be interested in visiting anymore the individuals if there is nus going on within the family. Yeah, ervas davar. It just will not see within you ervas davar, which means again inappropriate behavior. And it will return from behind you. I mean, it will return away from you. It will turn back from the Shechina. The Shechina is going to be leaving you because Znus is now engaged in your households and in your homes. So, yes. Yes, it is.
It's a continuation of the previous pasuk.
Oh, okay.
There is a break in the middle. The pasuk is, Kishem Okecha, Bisalech, and see where it's smack in the middle of your Mikra Kodesh, smack in the middle of it. That's the last part of that part of the same pasuk. Okay. Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonasan. Close the mitzvah. Achaz v'olamazeh mikad masov holecha tefana v'olamaba. Do mitzvah in this world, it will precede you. It goes in front of you, and it will walk in advance of you. Olam haba shneimar. Balach lefanecha tzidkecha, that your tzidkus, your righteousness will go in front of you. Do with going to war?
No, this pasuk you recall, and Kalati verified and clarified for me. I think when we were in Pesu Yud, we said we had this pasuk before, and I said it was earlier. And this is here it is. Balach lefanecha tzidkecha avod Hashem yasvecha.
Was that referring to the same pasuk, same part, same first part? What is it though? What is the part? What's it about? Kol tzadikim. Okay, gotcha. Good. Excellent. Excellent. Good call. The chol over avera achlo was if you do an avera in this world, mlafafto volechas the fun of liom hadin. It hovers. It wraps around you. The Rashi says it's korachto. It wraps around you, and it brings you. It goes in front of you to Yom HaDin. Shneimars, it says, Yilafto orchos darkam, Yalu beso v'yoveidu. again, Yaftoge means to wrap around you the derech, the orchos darkam, the way of his behavior. The orchos darkam, the orchos is like, again, the derech, his behavior, his way. Orchos is like the path of his way. Ya'alu, it goes up with you, betohu, in nothingness. Yovedu, and it makes them lost. So this sin is going to wrap around them based upon their behaviors, brings them up to tohu, and they will be lost. Again, the idea that the crimes that we have are going to precede us in Shemayim and will kind of welcome us in a lashon sagi nawar, euphemism, to our ultimate to our Maker and meet our Maker. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kshur Bo Kekelev, the crimes that we have actually are attached to us like a dog. Shneamar Lo Shema Ileha L'Shakev L'Shkov Etzla L'Yosima. It's the end of the pasuk. That Yosef did not listen to her to sleep with her, to be with her. What does that mean? Shkovetzla bol mazeh. He wouldn't sleep with her in this world. Because then liyosima, that would remain with her. He would be with her in the crime also. Bol mazeh, that would stay with him as well. Bol mazeh. And therefore the sins that we do, not only do they come with us, but they stay with us throughout our entire journey, and it leads us to Shemayim at the end of days as well. Okay, we actually have finished the Agata for today. We have a new piece right now. That's going to go back to what we said earlier on a little bit. It's not Hassan, it was taught over there, over here. Again? Yeah. So the over there, which refers to the mission over there, is the mission of Lamed Aleph, I think it is. Lamed Aleph and Aleph. The mission over there is stated, taught over there. Shaya Bedin. It should have been very logical. It should have been learned out based on the Kal V'Chomer. Again, over here we're learning out the idea. We know at the end of the day, Eid Einba, you don't need to have, you don't have two, you only need to have one. We're going to learn, really, Mitam Kal V'Chomer, I needed this drusha. Why? Because Mitam Kal V'Chomer, I would have thought you needed two to watch Tumah as well. One more time. The Gemara, the mission over here, we know the halacha is in the end, for Tumah you only require one Eid. But the mission of Lamed Aleph and Aleph tells us that I wouldn't have known it without the words Eid Einba in the Pasuk. I would have thought the Kal V'Chomer should tell me you actually need to have two Eidim for Tumah. What's the reason why? Uma Eidus HaRishona. Shein Osar to Yisra Olam. The first part of the process. We've heard of some over here talking about Eid Stira. We'll see that Adi Gemara will say that also. But Eid Stira, that even when you're now, we will see you alone, the woman alone with a man, and she's now ushered him, it's not an Yisra Olam. Meaning, how do you get out of that? The Mei Sota will allow them again if nothing happens. And yet, Eidim Eskayemus B'Pachos Mishnayim. You still need to have two Eidim to bring that to fruition, to a reality. Meaning, to create a temporary Isser requires two Eidim. Then Eidus Achrona, which is Nitmes, the Tumah, the Maisa Bi itself, shows Sart Isser Olam. That's not temporary, but it's a forever Isser from husband to wife. It requires at least as much, if not more, than we had last time. Eidu Din, so it's Kaim Pachos Mishnayim. Tamalomar, you're right, that would be the logic. So the Torah tells you, V'eid Einba, Kol She'eshba. You don't need an aid, anything, aid meaning two, anything will go, anything will work, even one will be sufficient. Now, yeah. Why does it say the word Rishona?
Yeah.
Why is it calling it aid as Rishona?
Yeah. Because the Rishona is referring to the
Stira.
But that's not really the Rishona.
No, but that's what's Osa her. That's what's Osa her. It's Osa her. Right. Right.
And there's Tumah after, that's other Eidus.
And that's the next one, that's Achrona. But there's also, but what they're talking about here is also Kina, which is also Eidus. Kina's Eidus.
If I was working for art school, I would have translated Rishona and said Kina. But we didn't, we said it's Stira.
Right, the truth is Rashi tells you that. Maybe Rashi was sent to your question. Harishona says Rashi, it means Stira. It's a good point. What's that?
Then I would have been fired.
Yeah. Or another edition comes out. Another edition comes out afterwards. Okay, another edition. It's good, awesome. Anyways, but now that we have the reality, and the reality is that we know that the Eidim for Tumah is only one, and we accept this concept, so now let's flip around the Kal V'Chomer the reverse way. Says the Gemara. The Kal V'Chomer, the Eidus Rishona, Me'ata. From now, we're able to actually go the reverse way and learn a Kal V'Chomer from Achrona to Rishona. Uma Eidus Achrona Shosar to Yisra Olam Miskayemes Be'ed Echad. If the final Eidus, the Eidus of Tumah, which gives a long-lasting forever Isser, and we know only one Eid is required to make that happen. So one Eid has the koach to Isser Olam. Eid is a Rishona, referring to Stira. Sheino Osar to Isser Olam. Eino Din Shetizkayim Be'ed Echad. Is it not Kalachomer that it should only require one Eid? Now, obviously, we're going here according to which opinion right now? Whose opinion going like right now? Not Rabbi Eliezer. Not Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says you only need one in the end.
Two.
Rabbi Yeshua, really, right? Or Rabbi Eliezer number two. Probably Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the opinion that we're discussing right now. Or Rabbi Eliezer, like you said, according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. But probably Rabbi Yeshua is the opinion we're talking about right now.
Rabbi Eliezer in the Brisa
could be this one. But Mesavim Rabbi Yeshua, who says you need to have two for Stira as well. So how, it should be a Kal V'Chomer, you should only require one for Stira. Talmud Lomar, Ki Matzah Ba Ervas Davar.
They both require two.
No.
No. Rabbi Eliezer requires one Kinoi.
No. Rabbi Eliezer and the Braisa requires that way. But in the Mishnah, it's 2-1. Right. Anyways, Kimatza ba Erbas Davar. That's our sugya of Erva. Ulahalanu Omer, Al Pishnaim Edim, Shaitim, Moshosh Edim, Yakum Davar. Ma Davar. Just like the word Davar we had, Amur Lahalan, that we quoted in the second part. Not about Erva, but about life. Davar over there, about Edim in general, Al Pishnaim Edim. Afkan by Erva, Al Pishnaim. So now the Gemara over here says it's true. Logic would dictate the Kal V'Chomer. Sorry, not the Kal V'Chomer, correct? That if we say the Eidus of Tumma only requires one to be Oser Isser Olam, even though it's based on Raglaim Adar, but one is enough to make Isser Olam, then I'd imagine that one's enough to make Isser Olam, Isser, temporary Isser. Isser that's not Olamis, which is the Isser of Stira. It's logical to say that. If one can make her Oser Tim forever, then one should be sufficient to make her also in for a period of time. Not forever. And that's logically correct. But we have a Gzera Shava to counter that logic. The word Davar by Alpi Shaim Edim Yakum Davar. So the word Davar refers to two Edim. And it says, Erva's Davar, that Erva requires Davar, requires two Edim. So you're correct in theory that the logic would have been that you should only require one. But Davar, Gzera Shava means you require two. The Gemara doesn't have a problem with that. Because we know... Say it again?
I'm not with you.
So let's go back a second. We'll go back. What are we trying to do here? That's your question. Alex, what are we trying to do here? That's your question. You usually ask me. What are we trying to do here? I'm asking you that question now.
I don't know.
The Gemara, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, quoted that it should be Kal V'Chomer from Eidus Rishona, which means the Eidus of... That's what Darren would have said. I've been fired from his job afterwards. It's the Isser of Kinoi. It's of Kinoi. Of Stira. I would have been fired from my job now as well. The Eidus of Stira. We know Eidus of Stira is required too. That's what we mentioned over here. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. It's Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah. The Eidus of Stira requires two. And we know Eidus of Tuma requires only one. Agreed? So Stira requires two according to Rabbi Yeshua, and Stira requires one according to everybody. Tilma requires one according to everybody. Right?
Everyone agrees two for Kina.
Well, I don't care about Kina right now, though.
Uh-oh.
Two for Stira, we say, because like Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yezer of our Mishnah, and one for Tilma. Everyone agrees that one for Tilma, right? So the Mishnah of Amud Aleph says, I know that's what you told me, but really, it wouldn't be so pashut. If you thought about it logically, it really should not be that way. If I need two Edim to create an Isser, it's not Isser Olam, which is through Stira.
Stira,
it means there's no way to ever permit her and her husband permanent to be together again. Isser. Correct. Isser Olam means permanent Isser. And Isser, not Olam, means a temporary Isser. What is a temporary Isser? Stira. Two Edim, or whatever. Edim on Stira is a temporary Isser. Why is it temporary? So you said earlier on, because I can... Well, how do I ever get back to my husband again?
So drink
Mei Soda. And therefore, it's only temporary. But you still need two to make a temporary Isser. I'm going to make a permanent Isser. Shouldn't I? Well, according to Yeshua, correct. If I make it a permanent Isser, then of course I should need at least two. Because it's much more of an intense level of Isser. I should require at least as many Edim as that is. So we say, you're correct. It's good Kal v'chomer in theory, but we have a Pasuk telling you it's not true. What's the Pasuk? Our favorite Pasuk from Daf Beis Mabez?
Eid
Eimba. Eid means two, there aren't two, but there is one. It's referring to Tumah. Only requires one. Logic would have told you you require two, but the Pasuk says you require only one. Right down towards the bottom of Gimel Mabez. We then say, oh, one second. So now that we've confirmed you only need one for Tumah, let me flip that Kal v'chomer around the other way now. If I'm able to use one single aid to create a permanent Isser, right? Tumah, create a permanent Isser with one single aid, then shouldn't I be able to also make a only temporary Isser with a single aid? So we say, you're right in theory, but we have a Gzera Shava to tell you that it's not correct. Davar, Davar. Al Pishtaim Eidim Yakum Davar, and Kimatei Becha Ervas Davar. One Davar meant Shtaim Eidim, the other Davar also meant Shtaim Eidim. So you're right in theory, the logic would be correct, but the Pesukim tell us otherwise. The Gemara now... This is all according to Rabbi Yeshua. Right. The Gemara is now going to say, one second, that's what we learn out, that you need to have two for Eidus of Stira, is that true? Says the Gemara, hi, and now the last word in the line is the word hi. Hi, michi matzaba ervas davar nafka? Miba nafka. We don't learn out the drasha that stira requires two from a gzera shava between davar davar, but not from the word ba. Eid ain ba. Ba below bikinoi, ba below bistira. Again, that's Rabbi Yoshua's drasha, right? Ba, you can have one. I mean, tumo you have one, but kino you need two. Ba, tumo you have one, but stira you need two. That's the drasha. It's not a gzera shava. Mi ba ilay. That's what it should have said in the Mishnah. I mean, again, Bablo Bikini Bablo Sira Mi Bala. That's what the Mishnah should have said. It shouldn't have said this whole sugya over here of the Gzera Shava Davar Davar. That's not correct. So Gemara says, you're right. You got me. You got me. Kinoi is not what Eidos Rishonah means. You got me on that one. It's really Sira. You got me over here also. You got me that in reality, the Drusha to learn out that you need two for Sira is not from a Gzera Shava of Davar Davar. It's not. This requires a reread of our Mishnah. From the word ba. Rather, haki nami ka'amar. This is really what it should say. This is also what it should say, meaning it shouldn't say davar davar. It should say, the logic should dictate you need to have two. You can even use one, I'm sorry, for sira, kal v'chomer from the one by tumah, talmud lomar ba, ba v'lo b'kinoi, ba v'lo b'sira. Now, what happened to our davar davar gzereshav we just had? Where did it go? Says the Gemara, it's still around. V'tumah ba'alma below kinui or below stira lo mehem and eid echad minalon question mark. Which means, forget the case of our kina stira tumah. We have reglaim adavar. Forget that case. But regular tumah, a person sees a woman, a man alone with a man, and sees them being together as a husband is with a wife normally, without kinui and without stira preceding it. How do we know that you cannot use one lo mehem and eid echad? That one is not believed. Where do you know that from? So that's our Gzera Shava. Ne'emar kan ki matzah be'ervas davar. Ne'emar lehalon al pi shnei edim yakum davar. Ma davar amr lehalon edim shnayim. Avkan edim shnayim. That's our Gzera Shava. So we do use Gzera Shava for something about inappropriate relationships, but it's not within the sota process. The Sota process is everything right there. Eid Eimba teaches you everything you have to know. Eid Eimba by Tumah. Eid means two, you don't need two by Tumah. Ba, you don't need two. But you do need two by Kinoi. You do need two by Stira. Regarding another dresser altogether, why don't we always say you only need one for Tumah? Without the Reglaim of Davra. So the answer is, we have a Gzera Shava, Davra Davra, you need to have two. That's how you learn out this sugya.
That's davar davar from mamon, right?
From mamon, yeah. But the word, exactly. You're talking about davar mamon to davar of ervas davar, of erva, without having the sota process of kino and stira first, requires two edim.
And the only reason why the davar davar from mamon is telling us we need two witnesses for
watching a woman. Not in the sota process. There was no kinoi, there was no stira.
Just
a woman
being nitmet.
Right. So one's not enough. By stira, by our case, I thought it was enough. We had kinoi, we had stira, we had a pasuk, eid eimba. So It's enough.
I guess we need a pasuk because we have in the world of Sota that one is believed when there is the Gaima Davar. That's why you need to even have the word Rasadeva Zav.
Right, because you're saying that normally I would always assume there's.
Well, yeah, why would you
assume there's two? So Tzvi's pointing out, but even though you could have challenged it, you could have said maybe this is the binyanah for Tumah. Maybe you tell me it's true, Raglav Adavar is why we have Tumah as being one, but maybe now all Tumah should only be one. Maybe you think maybe one person could think that potentially. No, the Gzeirah Shavah tells you that you need to have two. The only reason why we have one, the Pasuk of Eid Aimba, it sounds like there's Raglav Adavar. That is why Eid Aimba is a din. Without that, Eid Aimba shouldn't be a lucky reality. But building a Raglav Adavar, and the Torah tells you that's correct, Eid Aimba, you don't require two, you only need one. That's only when you have those drushas. But once I already know, as you pointed out, that by tumah in the sota process, one's enough. Maybe you would think that that would apply to any tumah, even not within the context of sota, without kinnah, without sira. Because we have a precedent of tumah being only one. But if you remember, we rejected Raglaim Adavar in our Gemara. I mean, it was a thought. It was a thought as to why you would think you can use only one, and we reject it. Again, this is all the Havim rejected, the Havim, that was part of the Itzrich with the Binyanav. But the Raglaim Adavar over there was rejected. You would think to say, since there's a Raglaim Adavar, oh, we need to have one. And therefore, Eid Aimba is telling you, no, you need to have two. That's part of the rejection that we had. Raglaim Adavar never actually was accepted as a din. I mean, I'm saying it over here because it seems to be accepted as a din in the end of Isota. And I'm assuming it's based on Raglaim Adavar. So I'm assuming, but that's just a... I'm throwing that out there as a potential. But it's not really ever brought in the Gemara Raglaim Adavar, except when it was rejected. Raglaim Adavar never was an accepted principle.
Remind me what's the final answer where we have any one in Tumah?
Eid Aimba. Because Eid Binyanav, Eid means two, two aren't there, one's there. That's it.
And you're saying theoretically...
Now it could be...
I would have argued that you don't need the Dabba Dabba Kedera Shabba, because everyone knows in the world of Aimba, everything...
100% right. But we know by Tumnit base, it's not true. What's that?
That's also the Havmina.
That was the rejection of our Havmina. That was a part of the flaw where we said, well, I would never think you need only one. But at the end of the day, we know the one exception is Nidmes. Requires only one. Eid Aimba requires only one.
And then you're saying you might have thought because of that one, it might also be the first of all
Sota. Right. Now you're saying to me, Darren, why would you think that? Raglaim Adavar, I'm saying Raglaim Adavar has never been a Maskana up till now. It's only been thrown around in the Havamina stages of the Gemara, which we rejected each time. I do believe it to be true, but the Gemara never said those words, Raglaim Adavar, being the reason why.
Question again. How could you ever say a binyan av on eight bar could ever then be read across to something else, which is Tumah in all cases?
Because what's that binyan av telling me? What's it telling me, the binyan av?
That whenever the word aid comes, it means aidim.
Good. Right. And now there are an aidim by Tumah. There's only one aid by Tumah. And we believe that one aid.
And because we've got the clear shava on Dabba Dabba, that doesn't apply elsewhere.
Right. Because it's only where it's written, which happens to be in the Sota process. Now you want to ask me, why would you believe Sota's different? So some of the answers are Raglaim Adavar. So then why would you ever assume to apply from Sota?
What's rejected?
It's rejected in that definition to what it meant over there. It still is a true concept. Meaning it is still true that Sota came, that Nidmeis came after Kinnah and after Sira. That is still a fact. Does that matter?
In the classics.
Yeah. It seems to matter.
Dabba Dabba trumps the binyanav in the area of Tumah.
No. I would never say that.
That's what you did say.
I would never say that. I wouldn't say that. It never says the binyanav in the area of Tumah. Only by Sota. It does say the binyanav is only...
three-step process.
The word aid comes up by the Sota Nitmes. It doesn't appear by a regular woman, the word aid. It wouldn't trump the binyanav. There is no binyanav by the other cases. It's only by the Sota. Because there the word says Eid Aimba.
But Svi said a minute ago, I thought, that you could, if there was no Dabba Dabba here,
yeah,
you could have said that just like there's only one witness for Tumah in the case of Sota, you only need one witness in the case of all Tumah.
That's a half minute the Gemara could have had.
You're saying that, no, because there's I thought you said because there's a Xeru Shabba, Dabba Dabba, then that's not the case.
So you would agree with that. That's not the conclusion.
So then you're saying that the Dabba Dabba overrides the...
No! Overrides what?
The Dabba Dabba Xerushabba overrides the potential that binyan av.
No! What does the binyan av mean? What is our binyan av? That the word aid means two. The word aid is found where? By the sota. Not by the stam woman running around the streets with another man not in the sota process. It's not where it aid there.
But you could have had a kol v'chomer. Is it just like it?
It's not called kol v'chomer. I use a word, but not in the same context you're using. Correct, but I didn't mean it like this, binyan av. I meant you have a precedent. You have a precedent. You could have thought to say, we have a precedent over here. We should apply it, therefore, to another similar case. So it says, Mark, there's a we don't do that. Right? Yes or no?
Sounds like, so I said that it trumps it.
It doesn't, it's not trumping anything. What's it trumping? Not,
if there was no Dovah Dovah, there
then anything. One could have had a Hava Mina.
Okay, and you can't because the Dovah Dovah is there.
Yes.
Fine.
Okay. Fine.
I was getting confused. What is your baseline and what is the second thing that you're adding to change that?
The assumption we have right now is you always need to have two Adam, period. We have a Chiddush by the case of Sota. Aid Aimba, based on the binyan av, the word aid means that you only need one by nitmes.
Right.
What you one could have thought with that one that you need by nitmes by the sota case might potentially apply to any other nitmes case, where the Gemara says, don't make that jump. It's a jump you're making. Dover, dover, don't make that jump. Period. Case closed. Final part of our sugya for today, we'll stop. Tan Rabbanan, Ezohi Edus Arishona. When we say Edus Arishona, what is that referring to? We know it's already. Zu Edus Tira. Edus Achrona. Zu Edus Tuma. Yeah, the bottom line right now. The bottom line of that of Gimel and Beis. Last line. Tanra Bana. Right? That's Edus Tira. And what's Edus Achrona? Zu Edus Tuma. Vikama Shir Stira. This over here gets to be the part soon where Dr. Rosenbaum loved this Gemara. What is the Shir Stira? Kadei Tuma. Kadei Bia. Kadei Heara. It's the shear of stira, which is tuma, which is bia, which is ha'ara, which is the amount of time to take to circle a palm tree. That's all Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Now, we'll see very soon why we needed all of those statements. Stira, tuma, bia, ha'ara, we'll see that very soon. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, k'day mizig asakos, the amount of time it takes to pour or to dilute pour water into a kos, and Rashi would tell you stam kos is revius, but that amount of time it takes to put in a revius of water in, that would be the shear of ha'ara.
I've written wine.
But you're diluting wine, pouring water into wine. So again, Rashi points out over here again, this is the shear of ha'ara. It's the mezigas kos. They all agree that ha'ara is the problem. Ha'ara means a kiss, the touching of the body part to the body part. How long does that take is the question. Says k'day mezigas kos, or a little bit of a penetration potentially. Mezigas kos, that's the amount of time it takes for such a behavior. And Yeshua says k'day l'shtoso, to drink from that kos. Benazeh omer k'day l'tlos beitza, to roast, fry, roast, which is which? Tzli is frying, no?
Yeah.
Frying an egg.
Tzli is roast.
Roasting.
Basar. Pesa.
How do you say fry? I thought Tzli was frying.
Again, in modern
days. That's true. See, fries with oil, you're saying. Yeah. Fries with oil, and it's over directly over fire, is roasting. Okay, roasting a beitza. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kadei Lagoma, to swallow that beitza. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer Kadei Lagmoa, Shlosh Beitza B'du Achazu. Three eggs, one after the other. Blazer Ben Yirmiya Omer Kadei Likshor Garde Nema. The time it takes for a gardi, which is a weaver, to tie a thread. Chanin ben Pinchas Omer Kadesha Toshi Yadalisoch Pia Litol Kisim. The time takes for you to a woman to stick her hand into her mouth to take out a kisim, a little, it means like a splinter, but like a little toothpick, something like that. Plimo Omer Kadesha Toshi Yadalisal Litol Kikar. The time takes you to stick your hand, her hand into a basket to take out a piece of bread. We'll see very soon what kind of bread that is. Well, not today, we'll see it maybe tomorrow. Even though there's no proof to this idea of the bread, there is a reference that kind of puts bread and znus together. That on behalf of the what's the pasuk? Wait 1 second. Ki ba'ad, ki kar, isha zona.
The key thing is it's mentioned in the wrong order.
Correct. Well, you said the wrong order, you said?
No, he's saying what the Gemara is going to be.
The Gemara is going to say, wait a minute, if it was really that, then it should have been mentioned.
Good, we'll get to that later on, exactly. So here we see that for a isha zona, it's connecting it to a kikar of lechem, so we're going to use bread imagery to explain the level of the amount of time it takes for znus, because the pasuk of Mishlei put together znus with bread. We'll use the imagery later on. We'll stop over here, and we can analyze our sugya chazara.